It's a common assumption that teens are always online, and parents have to twist our arm to get us away from a computer screen. It's true that most teens have very important things to do on the internet, like check their Facebook walls and chat with their total BFFs. However, a recent Nielsen study says teens browse less than half the time adults do. Surprised? I know I was. I feel like I'm on the internet all the time, working on homework and chatting with friends. Mike Bluxom, director of the Center of Media Outreach at Ball State University, says school and the general busy life of a teenager is what keeps them away from spending a lot of time on the internet. However, he does think that internet usage is going up for both teens and adults.
I think for a lot of young people these days, the internet's like electricity. Turn it on. I need it for X, and I don't even think about it. It's almost as the internet. You just go down to this interface or whichever interface you've got, which gives you access to the internet, which isn't necessarily a computer, obviously. You're after the content because you have a particular need or want at a time.
YPress interviewed 18-year-olds Dominic Banyan, Mickey Smith, and 17-year-old Jalen Dawson, all students at Indianapolis Metropolitan High School, about their internet use. Dominic says he uses the web to learn more about his hobbies.
I go on YouTube to look at skate videos. I'm a skater, so yeah, music and skating. I use the internet for Facebook too. I mean, that's to check it. But the reason why I be on my Facebook to network with my skate team and stuff like that.
All three say most of their time spent on the internet outside of school is on social networking, especially Facebook.
Everybody got
like
one.
Down. Little cousins, baby mamas, daddies, uncles, cousins.
2-year-old.
Cousin, sister, daddy, ex-boyfriend, twice removed from the
Twitter is a different story. According to a recent report from Pew Internet and American Life Project, only 8% of teens use Twitter. Jalen says most teens don't use Twitter and think it's uncool.
I find Twitter very annoying because I'm not about to keep updating my status. I took a bite of my pizza. Who cares, you know?
Twitter might be unpopular, but the internet in general is growing in audience and usage. Bluxom says new technologies are making the internet a natural part of our daily lives.
Increased wireless access, increased broadband penetration, all these things are giving us more opportunities to access the internet, and we're taking them.
That might not be such a bad thing. A recent Pew survey interviewed nearly 900 technology leaders, scholars, and industry officials, and most of them agreed that convenient access to the internet might actually improve human intelligence. For YPress, I'm Ali Tahir.